As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Every Tuesday, we head down to City Hall, knock on the door of the mayor's office, and we find our great friend, Mayor John Hamilton. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. Good to be with you again. Happy almost June, end of May.
And if we're talking to you to get our week started, that's also a plus, because that means it's Tuesday already. And we hope everybody had at some point a somber Memorial Day, but we also hope everyone had a chance to spend it in our parks, our trails, outside somewhere. Get out. I spent it in the yard and at the ball fields, and I am worn out today. Worn out, my friend.
You know, I'll tell you, right before the weekend, I'll mention two places that are worth checking out. I think we might have mentioned them briefly, but I got to actually go see the Lower Cascades improvements, and oh my goodness, there's now just a fantastic boardwalk, hundreds of feet, 700 feet, I think, that runs from the shelter house up to the waterfall, and it's a accessible, fully accessible trail now, and beautifully done, that takes you up there. Plus, there's wonderful landscaping and kind of limestone shelving that lets you walk down to the bank of the stream right there. It's really spectacular. And second, I haven't been there since it reopened, but Griffey Lake, I just was talking to somebody who said that redo of the fishing pier and the trail and the road there by the boathouse at Griffey Lake Causeway is terrific too. So two places to check out.
And if you want, then there's plenty of shade at each one of them. So if this is a little too warm for you this afternoon, get in there and get cooled off. Now, the Lower Cascades, I remember talking, and we had folks on the air about traffic and no traffic. Whatever was the conclusion to that, Mayor Hamilton? I know you've been over there. I haven't, so I'm not sure.
Well, so we had a pilot closure of that half mile of the road, kind of the south from the main parking and playground there. And we did that, and we then decided to reopen it. That was a close call, and I think I would still say it's an open question in the long run how to manage that just a really beautiful valley. We do have traffic calming in there now, and the road is opened again, but it assures everybody goes pretty slowly. But I think the long run of how to manage that is going to be still on the table. The city council may decide that, but This development was part of the enhancement of that whole Lower Cascade segment, and the western side of the stream, right by the main shelter and the waterfall, is just really worth checking out now if you get a chance.
Very, very cool. And again, literally, it can be cool, it can be warm, it can be everything else. So there we go. The parks and recs very near and dear to us. With all of the, 16 parks you keep telling? Is that what the number? I need to write that down.
30, somewhere. 35, I
35?
Think.
35? Where did I get 16
over
from?
Over 30.
Gee,
I don't know. You're way behind.
I am way behind. And look, I'm going to apologize. Get this out of the way here. I sat here last week and told you how great the weekend was going to be. And I wasn't wrong, per se, but I was downtown 2 o'clock on Saturday. The wind's blowing, the clouds are there, it's 70 degrees, and I told everybody to go to the pools all weekend long. Well, they're heated, and I reminded anybody that asked me, I said, hey, they're heated, the water's warm, so you can go. We opened the doors, splash pad, pools, everything up and running, and then Sunday, yesterday, and today, well, you'll need them. Temperatures in the 80s and feeling great.
Yeah, we had a really good opening of both the Mills Pool and the Bryan Park Pool, and I just got numbers that over 700 people went to those pools over the weekend. Hopefully not all at once, that would be a little tight, but a lot of people enjoyed them, and they're open for the duration now through the summer, so I do encourage people to get out and enjoy both of those.
And they're heated. Except the splash pad.
They're heated.
That's, well, I just gave a forecast where we're going to have a day in the 70s, and that's okay. Kids don't care. Parents care. Kids don't care. Get the kids in there. Wear them out. Wear them out. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon. He checks in. as he does most Tuesdays. I won't say every because it's your record was fantastic. I think you missed one Tuesday in 2021, which was just outstanding. That's always fun. And we have a busy time coming up for the city council. Budget. Give us the timeline and what we need to know as May transitions into June starting tomorrow.
Well, the budget season does begin. Actually, tonight we have our first formal meeting with City Council. We're going to do a couple two-hour sessions that are kind of what we call a budget advance, where we'll talk a little bit about the setting and the financial setting, the kind of programmatic setting for the budget, and get some feedback from Council about what they're thinking about and concerned about or hopeful for. So those two things happen. Council then takes a month there away from official work from mid-June to mid-July. And then we're hard at work in our hamster wheels back behind the scenes in City Hall doing budget preparation, building up each department's budget and looking at the overall numbers and stuff. And then in earnest in July and August, we start to put together the city budget, and then in the very end of August, right before the very last week of August, is our full budget week of four nights of multi-hour presentations to the council, and then it's up to them to hopefully approve the budget as we work together. So we've got a lot of irons in the fire. We've got a lot of issues from public safety to public works to parks to we have the new local income tax with new investments in public transit and in climate change and in affordable housing and in public safety and all kinds of things floating around. So it's a pretty busy time.
All right. So we start with everything floating around. You have a generalization of what the numbers are going to be. Is this really the part now where we know the city council's job is fiscal, right? So they need to trim down the dollars and cents to make all this fit where it needs to fit. Is that what the process entails?
Well, it's interesting. It's different from some of us may have studied the federal legislative process or the state legislative process, where essentially the legislative branch originates, amends, tweaks the budget. In state law, in municipal government, the mayor is responsible to present a balanced budget to the council. It is my job to put together a full appropriation budget request that is balanced based upon revenue and any cash we have on hand. And then under Indiana law, the council, they cannot do individual amendments. You can't have a council member or five council members say, we want to take $100,000 from housing and put it into police or that kind of thing. They can only vote to approve a budget, or they can vote to cut any provisions of the budget, but they can't do amendments. So it's a little different, and it puts a lot of responsibility to make sure we do a lot of talking ahead, and budget is full of trade-offs and compromises, and that's my job to try to put together a budget that can win a majority support from the city council.
Gotcha. And now the process is the norm. It's the normal budget time of year, correct? It's just that we have this additional rate and everything we need to fix in to make sure the salaries and everything and these projects get funded.
It's the normal budget process, but you're right. There's a few more moving parts this year. One, we still have some of the federal rescue money, the American Rescue Plan Act, and CARES money that we're still dealing with the pandemic in lots of different ways. That's one thing. Two, we do have the new local income tax revenue that we want to appropriate, and about a third of that was really for basic operations, public safety, basic salaries and costs, and then two-thirds of it was essentially for new transformational investments like in the public transit system or in the affordable housing or the climate action change and all that stuff. So that's a lot of work to put that in place. And lastly, I'd just say we have a bunch of projects going on, too, that are, that we've been busy with, whether it's Hopewell, the old hospital site redevelopment, or the Trades District, or the $10 million of bonds that we've just passed to put into action. So there's a lot of stuff. Now, I'm excited because I think it's really good for Bloomington. We're seeing a lot of good indications of activity, employment, wages going up. investment going up in the city, but it means we got a lot of work to keep up with that and keep it moving.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest today. He joins us on Tuesdays just after 4:05. I saw later this week they're going to have a meeting about Lake Monroe and our water source. Does the city have anything to do with that? I know it's the chamber that's putting it on. We know how important of a resource it is. How involved do you guys work together on making sure that we're heading in the right direction with the future of Lake Monroe?
Well, that's a very, very important issue. We don't own the lake. That's owned by the Corps of Engineers nationally, but and the Department of Natural Resources at the state level manages parts of it. But we are responsible for the water from the lake, and we have a very active group. I'm very proud of the work that's been done to build an alliance of the whole Lake Monroe watershed, most of which is not in Monroe County. Most of it's in Brown County and Jackson County. So that's where the water comes from into Lake Monroe. And then our water utility, City of Bloomington Utilities, is responsible to pull it out of the lake, make it safe for drinking, and distribute it to 150,000 people or so, just like we're then responsible to take the wastewater and filter it and clean it and put it back into the environment. So this effort, Lake Monroe is a little over 50 years old. It was originally designed as a 100-year reservoir. We hope we can make that last longer. It's a fantastic resource. 70% of its watershed is forest, which is a great thing for a watershed of a lake like that. But still, we have farms, we have development that we got to manage to make sure we keep the lake safe. So the more conversation and focus on that water, that great resource, the better from my perspective.
Yeah, because I don't want to know if there's a book or a manual somewhere that says, well, if there's an issue with Lake Monroe, now what do you do? Well, we don't want to worry about that till ever. That would be the way to look at it. Because I know Griffey.
Stay ahead of it.
Yeah, Griffey likes about what, 4 feet deep? That wouldn't. That would get us to
well,
about Father's
Day.
Right.
Yeah. People may not. No, but, you know, Griffey Lake was the source of water for the city for a while, and then that wasn't sufficient. So then Lake Lemon became the source of drinking water for a while, using a water plant at Lake Griffey, which had a long 10-mile tube or something running from Lemon to Griffey. But and then that wasn't sufficient, so Lake Monroe was created, and that has proven to be, you know, very, very valuable and important for the region's water supply. So Griffey and Lemon are no longer reservoirs, but they're still delightful assets to have in the community.
Absolutely. And water, it's never a big deal until you don't have any. That's how that works. And we don't want to mess with that at all. You're going to be busy this week on South Walnut Street, the former Night Moves property. We've seen the big berm there. That is the eastern entrance to the Switchyard Park. And just south of that, we know what do you want to call that? The not destruction. What do you call it when you tear something down? Like we're doing to the hospital.
Well, we're going to do groundbreaking.
Well, there you go.
Demolished.
We've taken all the stuff out.
Yep. Next week, I think we're kind of trying to dot all the I's and cross the T's to be ready next week to actually officially break ground on the reserve at Switchyard, which is going to be a really terrific new, mostly dedicated affordable housing, including for some people with special needs, to get 50 or so units of housing right there at that entrance to the park. So I have to say, what a great place to live, across from a high school, right at a park entrance on a main thoroughfare that you can get to anywhere you want, bus lines, et cetera. So watch for that. I think late next week we're going to do a groundbreaking. It's always, everybody's welcome to come and start the construction for a building. I think the plan is to have it open next fall, the 2023 fall, for people to move in.
About 15 months on that project. Now, we always joke about the large scissors you have in storage to cut the ribbons. Do you also have like the silver shovels that are in special cases and only bring those out for special occasions?
Baby, we got hard hats and gold-plated shovels, and yeah, I don't know. Somebody will show up. Look, it's their ceremonies and they're a little goofy sometimes, but they're, you know, they're,
they should be fun
to signal what's happening. Keep them fun. Exactly.
That's exactly right. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon. He checks in on Tuesdays, and the Memorial Day weekend, I was bragging about how exciting the city was on Saturday afternoon as people were absolutely everywhere. We know this is one of the markers. It's not summer, but it feels like summer. Why? Well, this weekend, MCCSC was out. RBB got out of school on Friday. We had big graduation ceremonies throughout late last week into the weekend for the MCCSC schools. Our friends at RBB will go this Saturday. Memorial Day weekend, race weekend, and the folks that were downtown, it was just great to feel the city kind of bouncing. There's a lot of folks down there, so that was great. We hope you had a great Memorial Day. And over this weekend, quieter. We know we've had some issues with gun violence and other things. I'm just happy we're not sitting here on the last Tuesday of May having to rehash any new ones. Your police department has been busy. We got a little bit of an update last week on, I think, the ones from the Little 500 have been quote-unquote solved. That's good news, but no news is good news or the best news.
No, you know, it is a worry, I guess I would just say, constantly about the potential for violence. As you said, we had two different shootings, Little Five weekend. They've both been, arrests have been made in both now, and that's good. But we continue to have, from my perspective, too many knuckleheads with guns, or worse, people who get angry and they have a gun handy and they'll take action that just can't be turned back. It's always a worry. Of course, you know, we've talked before about how every mayor is worried that the terrible spotlight's going to hit their city like it hit Oviedo in Texas or Buffalo in New York over the last couple of weeks. It's just heartbreaking. And, you know, we have outstanding public safety officers in the police department and the fire department. But it's always a worry that random violence can hit. So I hope everybody can try to remember that there are better ways to solve problems and better ways to resolve disputes. It turned out, for example, the shooting at the second shooting on Little Five weekend, well, both of them were just altercations. They're just kind of run-of-the-mill disputes that turn into fights, that the problem is somebody pulls out a gun and starts shooting. And my goodness, it just breaks your heart to see.
It does. And hopefully, again, a great job by your department in handling that, and your fire department as well. You told me a little bit earlier they were busy today, but they were also busy with their year-end awards and recognition as well. So that's good news also.
You know, they had, I mentioned to you, they had a fire, structure fire today with some pet rescue and others. That's always a scary event when you have a fire in the structure, but no human loss, so that's good. And it's interesting now, Mike, you know, I knock on wood, but we've had 5 years in a row with zero fire fatalities in the city. We've never had a string like that. We've had 10 life saved during that same five-year period by firefighters. They're top ranked in the nation. They've climbed up the ladder to be rated a number one in the insurance structure classification system. And so last week we honored 55 of our 100 plus firefighters who had particular activities in 2021, much of it around the flood in late June. As you recall, they were busy for 24 hours straight rescuing people and responding to that, as well as Firefighter of the Year and different recognitions. So it was a really nice event to be able to thank these people who keep us safe every day.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And speaking of big groups, large events, and people being safe, well, we know the Taste of Bloomington will be on the menu. That's going to be, let's see, that'll be 4 plus the 18th of June, so that's going to be 3 Saturdays. From now, that's exciting. And, well, this Saturday is the 4th. Well, if the 4th of June is here, the 4th of July is lurking. And you have some exciting news for our listeners.
You have asked me about that, and I can report we do plan to have the 4th of July parade again, finally. And it'll be held, It'll be held on the 4th of July, and 9 o'clock planned for the parade. 10 o'clock, Bloomington Community, I'm sorry, 9 o'clock, the community band gets it started, and then the parade at 10 o'clock. And you can still enter. You can enter till mid-June.
Oh, good.
$25 to enter. There's about a third full already. So get the word out if you want to do a float in the parade. It's time. You got a couple, 3 weeks or so to get ready. And it'll be on College and Kirkwood and Walnut. It'll kind of do a big loop down College and then across Kirkwood and back up Walnut. And we love parades. I mean, it's fun, and it'll be good to have that back again.
Yeah, and just getting everybody gathered up for all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with that. Same route as always, as you were mentioning. Start at 7, jog around, come back around, review stand, and all that good stuff.
I think it's a different route. I think it's going to be basically down College from 10th Street down to Kirkwood, and then back up Walnut. So kind of more of a big, just a big U. I don't know exactly. I'm not sure exactly why, but I'll try to figure that out. But,
all right. Well, we're just, like you said, we're just excited to have it. Right, exactly. Have a parade.
GCL parade. I don't know. GCL float. You need one?
Oh,
I don't know.
I think we're going to celebrate Joe. I think that's our we were going to do that a couple years ago. And, well, there hasn't been a parade to do so. So, don't be surprised if you see the old Hall of Famer in there toodling around on Monday, July 4th.
Nice.
And, well, that's okay, great. Well, yeah, we'll be awaiting more details on that, but I bet you can find some at the city's website if you absolutely have to. Well, get your float involved. That's fun, and then we'll give you all the, once we know the route, we'll give you all the great places to hide in the shade from the sunshine there on July.
There you go.
On July 4th. So that's exciting. Now, if we have a parade on July 4th, who do I need to inquire about fireworks?
Well, now that I'm not sure I have good news for you.
Okay.
We're not, I don't believe there's going to be a fireworks display this year. That's the message that I've gotten so far. That's typically been sponsored by some local folks, local institutions, and I'm just not sure that's happening this year.
Gotcha.
However, you know, it's always, if somebody's interested, give us a call. We'll try to figure something out, but I don't think that's on the ticket for this year.
Okay, so that's if anybody asks, we have at least some preliminary answers. There will be a parade for sure, and if that's not to say a private entity could put on fireworks, how does that work? Do they just need a permit from
they need to talk to us for
sure. Gotcha.
Got to get a permit for that, but
Us old timers remember, you know, that somebody would do them at the football stadium, or they do them over here or over there, or and we just, you know, when we're watching fireworks, we never think of the red tape or permits or anything else that goes along with it. We're just hoping to light up the sky at some point.
Firefighters and street crews and public works people all have to be on board with that kind of thing.
And if you want to learn more about public works, well, the city's accepting applications to serve on the Board of Public Works.
What a segue.
I mean, this can't be my second day, can it? This can't be.
Nice.
But you're in charge of confirming all the nominations, correct? So they apply to you. Community members do so. And, do you get a lot of response to this? I don't know
boards.
How it works.
Sorry, okay. I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah. There's a lot of good boards. Public Works, you mentioned, is a three-person board that has to approve any street closure for a parade or a run or anything like that. Or they're a very active group. And then there's, you know, 30 plus more boards and commissions. So check it out online and see if anything strikes your fancy and apply to be a member of it.
Great way to get involved. Great way. And as we've told you as well, is it the Citizens Academy? We know that's coming up in August, running through October. Don't forget about that. That's another great way to see how the sausage is made and see if government is for you. So there's a different couple handful of ways to get to get involved with us. And if you're wondering how it works, you can also get on the Zoom and watch some of these meetings, right?
You absolutely can. And as you mentioned, the Learning That Academy, that's fun. There's also a police academy that people can take, not the actual academy, but a affinity effort. And anyway, check it out. We got room for lots of people to help make the city get better.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate your time. We hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend checking out the parks and hanging out here in Bloomington. And tomorrow we'll welcome June, and you have a great rest of your week, and we'll get caught up with you down the road, my friend.
Same to you and all your listeners, Mike. Thanks, everybody. Be well.